Welcome back to Coastal Connection. I'm Brian Russo. Coming up later in the broadcast, we'll talk with an entomologist from the University of Maryland about a recent uptick in Lyme disease and West Nile virus cases here in our region. And we'll take you aboard the Spanish galleon replica ship that sailed, or was towed rather, into port in downtown Ocean City earlier this week. But first, just last week, Ocean City Mayor Rick Meehan announced his plans to address the rising crime concerns in Ocean City: surveillance cameras. But before we talk to Ocean City Police Chief Ross Bezzoro about how he plans to implement Meehan's crime-fighting strategy, we'll talk to someone in the Ocean City Police Department who says crime is actually down this summer on the whole, even though there have been more crimes that have grabbed headlines this summer. Brandon Ream is the city's crime analyst, and he handles every piece of statistical data that is compiled in Ocean City. But it's what he does with that data that is proven in just a short time to help the department make significant progress in preventing crime. It's a strategy called victimology.
Well, for starters, what I take a look at pertaining to victimology is what type of people are being targeted in various crimes in our city. And that can go as far as determining the age of the victims, their gender, their race, were they walking alone or were they with a group of people, were they in a dimly lit area, and so forth. I can use that data to determine what type of people in particular tend to be mostly at danger for crimes ranging anywhere from theft all the way up to robbery or even aggravated assault.
Sure. And you know, certainly here in a resort area, you know, many of the crimes are fueled or are accompanied by the consumption of alcohol. Based on the statistical data that you've found over the years, what would you say, as far as crimes go, involve alcohol?
You know, that's a very tough call to make, only because obviously a lot of people come to Ocean City, they're on vacation, and many of them may partake in the consumption of alcohol. I would say a fair amount of crimes do involve alcohol, whether it's on behalf of the victim, the suspect, or even in most cases, both.
You hear it all the time that the numbers don't lie. There's been a very public political debate on crime in Ocean City. You know, I know on the whole, crime is statistically down a bit. When you hear the political conversation and you then look at the numbers that are sitting on your desk, is there a gap in perception and reality?
To say from the standpoint of working with numbers, it's very easy from my perspective to say, yes, crime is down, and comparing it to last year, it's a noticeable gap between the 2 years so far this summer. And I guess different people are always going to have different perceptions of what or how much crime is going on in a given area based on what they see when they're out there. Mm-hmm. Working in an office setting, I'm pulling every report, every call for service, and I can determine truly what's going on out there versus someone having their opinionated perspective of what they're observing as they're walking up and down the boardwalk or even down Coastal Highway.
I want to bring in Public Affairs Officer Mike Levy for a second. Mike, tell me how victimology and Brandon's statistical work has equated into real results as far as utilizing resources in the best way here at the OCPD, or just stopping crimes from happening.
Well, from a public safety perspective, what the public needs to remember is that for a long time, law enforcement's been purely reactive. You know, you get an incident, we send cops. With victimology, it's a whole new ball game, because instead of just sending cops to something that's in progress or has already happened, we actually can position resources and assets, whether they're actually uniformed officers, plainclothes officers, additional signage for traffic issues, which was a huge thing last summer. With victimology, we now have the ability to be more proactive than just reactive. From a cost perspective, it is a lot easier for a community to burden the cost of a proactive department that stops crime than has to react to crime, because the cost of investigating crimes from a financial perspective get expensive. We utilized our crime analyst tremendously at the latter half of last year, when we started to see a dramatic increase in the number of pedestrian crashes, scooter crashes, bicycle incidents, motor vehicle crashes. Our Brandon was incredibly instrumental in providing State Highway advanced statistical data that they had no idea we were capable of providing until we went to them with it, which accelerated the ability of State Highway to be able to get out there, spend the dollars they needed to spend on better signage, better road enhancements to increase public safety. That would have taken literally a year under normal circumstances, because they would have had to have done a study, they would have had to have evaluated it, they would have had to brought in their own, for lack of a better way to say it, engineers and statisticians. The regional engineer here, Mr. Semino, came to us after he got the data from our crime analyst and said, wow, I don't need to do that. I can go forward because your stuff is so detailed. So we knew where the hot spots were. We knew where we were experiencing a lot of issues and where we needed to be more proactive with enforcement, with improving the engineering of the sidewalks, the streets, moving bus stops from one location to another. Because as things had evolved in that area commercially and residentially, those little four-foot sidewalks we had constructed originally weren't going to cut it. So we had to make the enhancements necessary to do that. And as you know, another year wasn't going to be an acceptable thing. That just is another year of people getting hurt.
I'm glad you mentioned the pedestrian issue, because last year, of course, anybody who followed the news here locally knows that that was one of the biggest issues in Ocean City and throughout the coastal region. You look at the numbers this year, and they're down more than 50%, pedestrians, collisions. I turn to Brandon now. Brandon, how did you take the data from 2011, 2012, and equate that into real results, a drastic change in the number of collisions using victimology?
I look specifically at the age of the victims that were involved in the pedestrian collisions, their gender, everything that could possibly help any kind of representative from State Highway and however they wish to tackle this problem. And
was it location as well, like where the accidents were happening on Coastal Highway? Yeah.
Yes, State Highway wanted me to focus on particular locations throughout town, and what I did was I created hotspot maps for them that they were able to use to determine where the highest volume of these collisions were taking place.
Let's turn to how victimology can help with, I guess, more serious crimes.
I guess what a lot of it comes down to is when people are walking around in dimly lit areas, most particularly at night times, whether it's in a back alley or whether it's on a street that's not frequently used by motorists or even other pedestrians, those are areas where it may be more commonly occurring that there's going to be more robberies, more thefts, even more assaults than you would see in any other area that may be deemed safer. That's the kind of information I'm able to use and get out to the officers, as well as PFC Mike Levy, Lindsay O'Neill down here in public affairs, so they can use that and get that information out to try to help potential future victims of preventing future crimes happening to them.
Sure. With the proliferation of surveillance cameras, does that make your job easier? Does it make it harder? Does it make it just more intensive?
Right now, that's pretty tough to say. I guess it's one of those things where we'll just have to wait and see and how they may benefit us in the future once they're in full implementation on the boardwalk or and wherever else they may be putting these cameras. So I guess down the road, when I look at the numbers, they're going to be able to give the best perspective on what we're seeing, whether how helpful they are.
Mike, I want to ask you, why, if victimology has proved to be so vital for, you know, real results as far as bringing down pedestrian incidents or crime rates, why don't more police departments across the country utilize victimology?
We noticed that back about 3 or 4 years ago, we noticed that there were some departments, that were bigger than us over the bridge, that were using a lot of data, and we were asking, where are you getting this data from? And they said, well, we have a crime analyst, we have an analyst unit. And when you look at departments like PG County, Montgomery County, you think to yourself, wow, these are pretty big departments that service a lot of people. And what we have to sometimes do is step back and realize we service a lot of people. I mean, we get 8.5 million visitors a year, and we become Maryland's second largest city. So our department has to take a different approach sometimes, because we're really two communities in one. We have a very small community in our non-peak season, and we have a very large community during our peak season. And unfortunately, when you increase the number of people, you increase the number of incidents, and you also increase the number of officers that we have. And we weren't increasing our ability to analyze what's happening. Without a crime analyst is very difficult. Without somebody analyzing the amount of incidents that come in and telling us what we are seeing and why we're seeing them, you know, victimology is the why.
That was Brandon Rehm, Ocean City's crime analyst, and Mike Levy, the public affairs officer for the OCPD. We turn now to Chief Ross Bizzorro, who told me the surveillance cameras are going to be phased in over several years. He says as they increase in number, they'll also increase the ways the department can expand what he calls a proactive approach to law enforcement. So, for him, law enforcement in the digital age is a very good thing.
Well, I can tell you that the future is very exciting. It's very promising. As we look at technology for our future, we are looking at video systems, the use of video as a force multiplier, additional eyes for us, and the placement of these particular cameras, the placement of these cameras in areas that we may have that are areas of concern, that may have been areas that have been troublesome, and these are just extra eyes for us. So it's very exciting. We are looking at, we're exploring this currently, and as we move forward, we're going to look at assessing it and then the future implementation. And we're hoping to at least have a model, at least a camera system that is put in place by next season, the spring and summer of next season.
We talked earlier about victimology being a proactive approach at preventing crime rather than being reactive and just, you know, sending officers. Do you think that the presence of surveillance cameras will serve kind of in a similar way? People can see them, they know they're there, and, you know, they're less apt to commit a crime in that area. In your previous work in the city of Baltimore, where surveillance cameras I know were used, was that a trend that you saw?
Yes, absolutely. The mere presence of the cameras are a deterrent themselves. And, you know, the cameras being monitored, if there is certain type of activity that is being captured, almost like, you know, some of the monitor who's watching certain activities by individuals, and just by their training and experience, they realize that maybe something is about to occur. Officers can be deployed to that location and prevent, stop whatever may be occurring or about to occur. You know, but just by their mere presence, they are a true deterrent.
After what has gone on this summer as far as very public political debates and the perception versus reality issue of crime, not just on the boardwalk but throughout town, has that been fast-tracked? Has it been put to the top of the priority list of this is what we're going to do?
Well, previous to me, I know there were thoughts and ideas about a future camera system. I believe with some recent events, my arrival, my experience with the City Watch program in Baltimore, I believe we're on accelerated pace now to move forward. We're looking at technology. We're integrating our intelligence with technology. The force, I say the police force, we're moving into more of a very proactive, a more aggressive role as far as our policing and our abilities. We believe we're ready, willing, and able to affect these aspects and introduce them into our crime fight.
Chief, many people know that there are already cameras within the city limits here in the resort. But I know that system is a bit more passive than the City Watch system that was used in Baltimore and is used all over the country, and what you are proposing to bring here.
Right now, there are, I don't want to speak definitive numbers, but there are cameras that are not being monitored for law enforcement sake currently. What we're moving towards, and not so much a big brother, but it's just additional set of eyes, like I said previously, a force multiplier, for an expansion of what currently exists, and the fiber does exist to for us to be able to do this, especially on the boardwalk, and then in the future, the infrastructure does provide it for us throughout Ocean City. So the cameras that will be introduced will be monitored. It'll be a real-time system where we, ideally, we would like to have it monitored 24 hours a day. Obviously, we have to kind of walk before we run. So, you know, getting in the door, getting the model up is what's first. And then, obviously, as we expand, we want to make sure that we have a system that is the most deliberate possible. It serves their best needs. So there'll be a figuring out and a tweaking process as we move forward. But I also want to say that we can also interface private cameras, businesses that may have a pan camera outside of their respective business. with their permission, we'll be able to loop those cameras in as well. The prospects are phenomenal if you look at not only the cameras that we will start and we can add on as we move forward in time, but then we also have the capability to put a countless number of private cameras within the town of Ocean City onto the system. And like I said, that monitoring will be 24/7. And I also have to tell you, if there is a camera where it isn't monitored and some activity has occurred, we'll have the capability from an evidentiary standpoint to go back, review that, and take that footage and keep it for evidentiary reasons, review it. So even if we don't capture something real time, we will have the capabilities of reviewing and capturing activity on a historical time basis.
Certainly a City Watch system like this, a surveillance system, is going to take, you know, additional people to help monitor these cameras, as well as, you know, more cameras are going to bring more of a cost. In this day and age when budgets are looked at with so much scrutiny, are you confident that both the politicians and the public will be supportive of this new strategy?
I think when you look at the totality of what we are trying to accomplish, and the bottom line is safeguarding the town, and this is just another tool in our arsenal, I believe that generally, if not overall, support will be given. But you are right. When, you know, there are currently budgetary constraints. So, and this is costly to do, but it's an investment. It's an investment in our future. So we have to take that in consideration. Obviously, you know, we have to work within the confines of what we are allotted. But I believe that the sentiment is that everyone is generally excited. Just for most part, I say everyone. Just about everyone is excited. From whom I've spoken with, whom I've talked about this. You know, the future of technology. The sentiment is a general a liking to what we can do as far as when we move into the future.
You're coming to the end of your first summer here in Ocean City. Tell me how, as this summer starts to wind down, the experience so far and that sense of optimism that you alluded to earlier.
You know, you take it, some of the events that have been heightened and we believe in some regards sensationalized, doesn't really give you the true and accurate picture. The indicators currently is that crime is trending down. Currently, we have an 11% decrease in overall crime. Last year, there was a 5+% increase in crime. So we know that our strategies, our current deployment, they are working, we are effective, and I really have to tout the efforts of the fine men and women of the police department. These types of tactics, these types of how we police are just going to be an addition, an extension to what we already do. This has been a very good summer for me. It's been a learning experience, and I'm very optimistic and very excited as we move forward.
We've been speaking with Chief Ross Bozzorio at the Ocean City Police Department. Chief, always nice talking to you. Thank you so much, and best of luck.
Thank you, Brian. I appreciate it. My pleasure.
To learn more, click to our website, wmucoast.org. You're listening to Coastal Connection here on 88.3 in Ocean City and 88.5 in Washington, D.C. I'm Brian Russo. We'll be right back.